Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hey, everybody. My name is Joe Ouellette. I'm the production manager here at Print & Platen.
Okay.
And pretty much I run all the production. I make sure everything gets out the door on time and keep the quality up, and basically just make sure the show keeps running back there.
There we go. Now, how did you get involved in this line of work?
So screen printing was kind of my first job out of high school. When I was 18 years old, I grew up in Yellowknife, so high school is a little different up there. It's kind of take it or leave it, you know, not a big thing. So I decided to finish my high school career a little bit early.
Okay.
And ended up leaving high school about halfway through grade 12. Got my grade 12 before the rest of my class and just kind of jumped into the workforce.
Wow.
And screen printing was the first job that was kind of available to me.
Okay.
My old shop, Erasmus Apparel, brought me in, and it was more so just like a fresh 18-year-old kid doing work, you know, jumping around the shop, screen printing here and there, a lot of cleaning screens, all the grunt work kind of stuff.
Okay.
And from there on, it kind of just sparked a passion for me. I've always been a creative. Love drawing, doing any kind of artwork, always customizing my own clothes, skateboards, anything I could get my hands on that was mine, I always wanted to make it my own.
And
so a lot of painting, a lot of stuff like that. And then from there on, I ended up going to post-secondary at the Alberta College of Art and Design.
Okay.
And started doing just basic studies, art history, textiles, all that kind of stuff, graphic design, everything that's kind of included in screen printing.
Yeah.
And pretty much decided right then and there that I love screen printing, and left school. Went worked odd jobs and then came back and moved to Edmonton about 6 years ago.
Okay.
And right before COVID, got hired on here, and I've been here for the last 5 years.
Cool.
And just been pumping it out, and so it's definitely a passion for me.
That's awesome, man. How did you pick Edmonton from Yellowknife? Like, what brought you on your adventures here? Because literally, you're
way up
so
there.
You had all everything is south to you.
You know, when you live in such a small town, everything is glamorous.
Yeah.
You know, everything is the big city when you come from a little town of 20,000 people, 18,000 people.
Right.
And so I jumped between Calgary, Yellowknife, Edmonton for a few years, and basically just settled on Edmonton. It's where my family was. That was the big draw, was moving closer to my sisters and nephews and stuff like that, and kind of being more centralized.
Yeah.
Seemed to be a lot more opportunity here for young guys. The north is pretty tradey.
Yeah.
A lot of trades, a lot of stuff like that, and just wasn't finding the opportunity. And so I moved here, and you know, things that I worked on for years as a teenager that kind of got swept under, and was a lot of working towards nothing.
Yeah.
As soon as I moved to Edmonton, all of a sudden I had all of this extra exposure and a lot of like-minded people, like my employers here, who, you know, over the years have become some of my best friends.
Yeah.
Family. And so we all just kind of bounce all of our creativity off of each other, and you know, just the people.
Yeah.
You know, I love Edmonton. I love everything that goes on around here, from art to the music scene to the food, everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's a big city.
Yeah,
and
it's
there's
cool.
A lot to take in, a lot of opportunity here for a guy like me.
Nice. Yeah, there's an art walk happening on White Ave this weekend.
Yes.
I'm
going
to try to check that out. I've never been before.
The art walk on White Ave, I went last year. Great.
So what's it about? I literally was just told art walk White Ave, be here this time. I was like, all right, I don't know what I'm getting into.
It's great. I mean, I went last year and I just kind of did a quick walkthrough on a Saturday or Sunday, I believe. And it's just a huge kind of streetwide festival, tons of vendors. Pretty much anybody who creates anything, I feel, can get a spot in there. And
cool.
A lot of stuff from painting and jewelry, crafts. You see stuff like t-shirts, and I think there are even bands that go out there and they'll put up a tent and they'll sell merch and just try and get all their stuff out there.
That's awesome.
And so it's a lot of just really cool local art.
Yeah.
It's great to see a lot of, you kind of bounce a lot of ideas off of a lot of folks, and everybody kind of works together, and it's just this huge, just a big creative festival.
That's really cool, man.
You know, it's something there for everybody. I find every time I go through, there's always something different. There's always somebody doing something new.
Mm-hmm. The one thing you've said here is the community and like-minded people.
Yeah.
When you moved to Edmonton, how did you find that group?
Basically, just a lot of putting myself out there more than I ever had. A lot of it was like social media engagement, and as growing up, you make a lot of friends on Facebook, especially when you're in a small town.
Mm-hmm.
That was the great thing about when I was young, is Facebook was just kind of becoming this big social media thing,
mm-hmm.
and you start befriending everybody from different cities, different provinces, whether you talk or not, you all kind of have this connection through music or art or whatever scene you're really into,
mm-hmm.
and from there on, you kind of make these small connections, and then when I moved down here, I actually had the opportunity to be like, hey, like, let's meet up, let's hang out, I live here now,
cool.
and since then, the friend group just kind of exploded,
yeah.
and I had the opportunity to go and see local music, and go and see local artists do their thing, whether it's an art demonstration or going and doing even just like an art gathering at a bar,
yeah.
whatever it is, you're always kind of making new friends and making new connections,
yeah,
through just about anybody.
That's awesome. You really put yourself out there though. When you have to be like, yo, I'm in town, want to hang physically?
That's it.
Like,
that's, you don't really get anywhere unless you kind of put yourself out there. You kind of break those comfort zones a little bit, and mm-hmm. that was a big thing for me. I've always been very reserved and very enjoying my own peace, enjoying my own space and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to creating and wanting to get your stuff out there, it just takes a little bit of work. And if you find the right people, you kind of find the right stream.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is there for the benefit of everybody else.
Yeah.
So,
from an inspiration standpoint, where do you draw inspiration? Are you like looking at cartoons and like, oh, I like that? Are you reading comic books?
A lot of comic books. Yeah. Growing up, massive Star Wars sci-fi fan.
Okay.
Comic books, everything like that. And so my big thing came from, I grew up drawing out of comic books. You know, it wasn't always a computer around or access to all these sources, so I would literally just be opening up my comic books of whatever I had,
right.
and tracing out of it, learning how to draw, looking at the techniques, trying to recreate something. And then it slowly just kind of formed into creating my own identity as an artist, and going to school really helped do that. I learned a lot about just finding your own path with mm-hmm. artwork. And from there on, I created my own clothing brand, and I get to do that through the shop now.
Cool.
And that's great. It's more of a passion project now. It's kind of, it comes and it goes, but it as something that, I don't want to take the enjoyment out of it.
Yeah.
So doing all that, growing up as an artist, and even my parents are both creatives and artists. Mom was a dancer, and Dad was a big painter and graphic designer okay. and illustrator up north. Did a lot for local businesses, whether it was logo design or little cartoons in the newspaper. My dad was always kind of out there for creating artwork, and so I got a lot of that from him.
Very
you know, my parents always supported me fully with doing artwork and maybe not taking the I guess the typical stream of schooling and stuff like that, it wasn't really my biggest strong suit, but I was always a creator.
Yeah.
Whatever it was, whether it was drawing or I did dance for a number of years, music, pretty much anything, cover the whole spectrum. And, when you have support like that, it really just drives it home that you really want to stick with it and you want to make something out of it. So I use a lot of that as passion.
What kind of dance?
Ukrainian dance.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
How long did you stick around with that for?
I did that from the time I was about, as soon as I could, 4 years old. It was my mom ran the dance troupe up north, the Aurora Ukrainian Dancers, and so as soon as I could, hold my own 2 feet underneath me, I was ready to dance at 4 years old, and I did that till I was about 25, so.
What?
Just over 20 years, and I got to have all these opportunities to come and dance with huge groups, even down in Edmonton, like Shumka.
Yeah.
For my whole high school career, every summer I'd come down for a summer camp and use it as essentially training.
That's
and
so
getting
sick.
Up there. And even through that, that's a lot of creative streams that have offered me. Just really, really good friendships and really good connections everywhere, from all the way north, all the way down here and throughout. So
I'm gonna tell my kid about that. I have a kid, he's 10, he's been Irish dancing for a number of years. My wife's family's
awesome.
Irish. And so he loves it. And
it's
like
great.
He picked dance over basketball this year because they conflicted. And I didn't tell him to. He picked dance. I was like,
what I did. It was hockey or dance. And so, I wasn't into competitive sports. I didn't want anything where I was you know, it has felt like a little too much.
Yeah.
And so dance was it. It promoted a lot of great friendships, long-lasting friendships, and lifelong connections that I have to this day. And I still have a love for dance. You know, I'm a little older now, so my knees aren't as, they don't hold up as well. But
yeah.
It's still something that I try to see as much as I can. If there's ever any kind of dance event around town,
right.
I try to go out, try to see something, try to connect with everybody.
Yeah.
And
very
yeah,
cool,
it's
man.
Definitely a very unique and cool stream of friends to have.
Awesome. Well, my man, unfortunately, we are out of time. But that being said, before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights.
Awesome.
Have fun.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in and thanks for listening to me kind of ramble on about my stuff. I do run a clothing brand called Hexer Prints. If you want to give me a follow on Instagram at hexer.prints, hexer.prints, that would be great. I'm much appreciated. I've always got new designs and stuff coming out. So it would be great if you would want to check that out.
I know.
Sweet. Thank you so much for having me on.
No worries, my dude. Well, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace. Good job, man. You killed that.
Thank you so much.
That was epic, bro. You did a really good job.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.